Sci-Fi, the radio series.
I tell you, Detective Bullitt, the city has gone mad. Mad, I tell you.
What you mean by that, Commissioner?
Just look out the window and see for yourself.
Okay. All I see is another rush hour traffic jam.
Except that this isn't the rush hour, it's 6:45, long after the homebound commute has ended.
You think maybe there's something fishy going on?
No, I think it's just hunky-dory to have bumper-to-bumper traffic tying up the streets so no emergency vehicles can get through anywhere.
Okay by me.
Idiot. Now get up on the roof and fire off the bat flare. I want Bat Guy and his bag of tricks out there in case something bad goes down. And it will, believe me.
Why do you want old pointy ears poking his mask in here? All he does is scowl and walk around in that nutty costume of his.
So the man is an obvious psychotic. He's still a useful psychotic. After all, if the bad guys are shooting at him, they're not shooting at us. And besides, he has a bigger budget for crime-busting gadgets than we do. I wish his alter ego was as civic-minded as his costumed ID.
You mean you know who Bat Guy is?
Of course I do. He's been running around this town for years thinking no one would notice what his fortune was being spent on, or the fact that if Bat Guy breaks a leg, his alter ego just happens to show up in a cast. Only a complete moron would know who Bat Guy is.
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. Now, go make with a bat flare.
You think he'll see it?
A 20-foot-tall, glowing purple bat lighting up the evening sky? Of course he'll see it. He's out there doing one-handed push-ups, just waiting for us to call him.
Okay.
216. 217. Not bad for a quick warm-up, is it, Manfred?
I'm only your butler, sir, but I thought you might take a moment out from your physical endeavors to notice that they have fired off a bat flare.
Oh, great! They need me, Manfred. They really need me. Hot dog, I'm gonna be a hero again.
Yes, indeed you will be, Master Bryce. And you'll get to wear your costume, too.
Yes, that's right, I will. Oh, boy, a really great costume, isn't it, Manfred?
Yes, indeed, sir. Polyester never took on such a fearsome persona before, or since.
Yes, and I'm going to drive the bat car, too. It really goes fast, doesn't it, Manfred?
Yes, indeed it does, Master Bryce.
Oh, boy, vroom, vroom. I'm going to speed through the streets of Arkham City and scare the poop out of the bad guys.
Yes, sir, you will, if you get into your costume and get moving.
Right, I'm going now. See you, Manfred, old boy.
Ta-ta, Master Bryce. I do wish his parents hadn't run away when he was a boy, but who can blame them? Bat Guy, what nonsense.
Listen to that alarm bell, Ratwoman. Isn't it the sweetest thing you've ever heard?
It is indeed, Quipster, my dear. Especially since the police can't do a thing about it unless Commissioner Warden has them all out on 10-speed bikes.
What? The Commissioner shows some imagination and originality? Perish the thought, my roguish rodent lady. Warden hasn't had an idea since the Bat Boop took over crime fighting in this burg.
You know, he's really kind of cute.
The Commissioner?
No, I mean Bat Guy. If only he'd stop being such a stick in the mud and have a little fun.
Bat Guy? Cute? Ugh! You make me ill, you really do. What's he got that I don't?
Muscles. And besides, he doesn't borrow my makeup all the time.
Well, if you're going to be the clown prince of crime, you have to wear some makeup for the part. Enough of this. We've got a bank to rob.
I wouldn't say that.
Bat Guy, how did you know I tied up the traffic lights in town to commit this crime? I've been using that infernal bat computer again?
Well, no. I asked a policeman. Policemen are our friends, you know.
You are so infuriating. I just thought to have a little fun, and who shows up? The bat brain and his fancy pants gadget.
You are an evil man, Quipster, and I really don't like you very much.
Well, na-na-na to you.
Oh, shut up, clown face. Eek-eek-eek, bat honey. What say we leave old baggy pants here to his bank robbing and go split an ice cream soda and neck in the back seat of your bat car?
Oh, no. I can't let Quipster rob the bank. That'd be wrong.
Okay, so let's throw him in jail and go smooch a little. I've got some kiss-proof lipstick I want to try out.
Traitor! I should have known better than trust a woman who rooms with vermin.
I'm sorry, Rat Woman, but you're a criminal, and my mother told me never to date a criminal.
Well, too bad for you, Bat Baby.
You shot him!
Of course I did. He was insulting.
But we always tie him up in some fiendish trap that he escapes from.
I heard tired of all that stuff, so I just shot him.
Gee, you're no fun.
Well, then run out home, Mama's boy.
All right, I'll just do that. You wait and see if I don't.
Well, go on then.
Rat Woman?
Yeah.
Want to play again tomorrow?
You know a clowny knows.
Bye.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Could this be the end of Bat Guy? Have the Quipster and Rat Woman finally won? Boy, I hope not, or I'm going to have to find a new job.
What do you mean I'm dead? They told me I couldn't die, not like Super Big Guy. You can't do that to me. I've got a book series, dozens of comics, and action figures with interchangeable Bat Guy suits.